Ms. Klein, good morning to you. You may approach. Let's give everybody a second to get in and out of the courtroom. And you may proceed.
Thank you, Your Honor. May it please the Court, Mr. Chief Justice, I'm Kimberly Klein, Assistant Attorney General representing the state in this matter. This is the appeal of the denial of Stark's motion for post-conviction relief. It's done pro se both at the district court level and on appeal. Your Honors, before I need to correct a misstatement that I made through apparently some really bad editing on my part. On page 9 of my brief, I state that on direct appeal, his only issue was the issue of the suppression of, or the admission of his confession. That's obviously not correct. What I was meant to say was that it was one of only two issues on direct appeal, so I'd like to make that correction. The issue of his confession was also raised in his post-conviction, but because it was addressed on direct appeal, it is not properly before the court on post-conviction. His only other issue was essentially prosecutorial misconduct, which was sort of a two-faceted attack. One was his complaint that Detective Nutch used 7 photographs essentially that he alleged were gruesome to essentially coerce his confession out of him. And his second attack almost shoots down his first one, and that's he claims that the photographs, apparently the ones that he initially alleged that Officer Nutch used to coerce his confession, were just recently uncovered in the prosecutor's file. If he's relying on these same 7
photographs... Does he say that the photographs were uncovered or the report referring to the photographs was recently identified?
Well, as I read his petition, he's saying that he recently uncovered the photographs. He states in his petition that Nutch used the photographs to essentially overbear his will, and that the photographs were found, as I understand what he's saying, and that's less than entirely clear, that those were found in the court file. If it is just the report regarding the photographs, whatever it is, it certainly isn't Brady material, because the report that he's talking about simply says, I am the technician who took these 7 photographs and turned them over to Officer Nutch. That's essentially
so, his argument's more attenuated. If the new thing is the report rather than the photos.
Yeah, if the new thing is the report, it's even more attenuated.
Okay, I'm looking at the top of page 7 of his motion.
Right.
That years after the trial, defendant came into possession of a police report by Omaha Police Crime Lab Tech, how do you pronounce that? Hale?
Hale, I
that
think.
States she took 7 color Polaroid photographs at approximately 6:30 hours and so on. Turn those photos over to Detective Nutch.
Right.
See the attachment.
Right.
So I think that's what he's saying, is that he recently came into possession of a report which references the existence of Polaroids which had been given to the detective prior to the detective interviewing Mr. Starks. So what?
Yeah, so what?
What's the legal significance, if any?
There isn't any. He's trying to allege that if it's this report, this Exhibit 1, he's trying to say that that's Brady material. It's very clearly not Brady material. It's, if nothing, at best, it might be chain of custody. It's got absolutely nothing exculpatory whatsoever in it. It couldn't in any conceivable manner be termed Brady material. Even the photographs themselves, which are described in Exhibit 1, if he's referring to those, and even if those were the photos that he's alleging that Officer Nutch used to so-called coerce him, there are photographs of like a driveway, some air conditioning units, some footprints on an air conditioning unit. I don't know how those could possibly be used to coerce a confession out of anybody. They're certainly not gruesome in any way, shape, or form.
Certainly novel, anyway.
Novel's a good way to put it, I think.
I think the gist of his argument may be that to the extent at the trial that the detective said, I didn't show Mr. Starks any photos, this report could be used to attack the detective, could have been used to attack the detective's credibility. This report seems to suggest that Polaroids were given to the detective prior to the interview.
It suggests that, yeah, it's...
Okay, so my question again is, so what?
The fact that the detective had them doesn't mean that he was using them to, that he ever showed them to the defendant, or that he used them to in any way, shape, or form coerce a confession out of the defendant. The fact that they may have been turned over to him in a case of this magnitude with as much evidence as was gathered in this thing, it may be that they were turned over to him, he looked at them and said, so what, and just left them in his case file, which is based on what the photographs were, I suspect what happened. There's absolutely no evidence that they were ever shown to the defendant, certainly no evidence that they were shown to him by Detective Nutch in this case.
But at trial, the defendant did say he was shown photographs.
He did say that. And
he says they were gruesome and made him almost retch and so forth.
Yeah, and we don't know what those are. They could not have been these seven photographs here unless you have some strange aversion to air conditioning units. But, if there were gruesome photographs shown, he has not described them in any way, shape, or form. He hasn't said what they were of. He just alleges that Nutch had some gruesome photos and showed them to him. Nutch said, that's not so. It's a credibility call.
So the rule, this was all in the context of this combined trial motion to suppress underlying case.
Right.
And the trial court, is this correct, heard the defendant say, I was shown photographs and they made me feel thus and so.
Right.
Okay.
Correct.
And the trial judge heard the issue.
Yes.
This issue was aired as a factual matter at the original trial. Is that correct?
Yes, it was. Your Honors, I think the district court correctly denied post-conviction relief in this particular matter, and unless there are additional questions, we would ask that ruling be affirmed. Thank you.
Thank you very much. The next case of the day is State v. Brody L. Duncan. Mr. Krieger, good morning to you. You may approach.
Mr. Chief Justice, members of the court, I'm Bob Krieger. I represent